Welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast with Evelyn Knight, where mindset mechanics come together for success. Evelyn Knight is the leader of the ECE revolution and is on a mission to touch 1 million children's lives through the elevation of the ECE community.
Hello, everybody. Good Monday morning and welcome. It is beautiful here in Northern Nevada, so I hope that it is beautiful wherever you are as well. As I get started here, I am going to start by thanking you for being patient with me today. I'm a little bit under the weather. I had COVID. Gosh, it's been a little while it's been about 2 weeks, but side effects are still getting to me. So just thanking you in advance, and I'm going to silence my phone. I forgot to silence my phone, so I don't want to go off on you guys. Give you my full attention here. So again, thank you in advance for bearing with me today. Like I said, I'm a little under the weather and just having a little bit of a hard time concentrating. So I do apologize if I go off topic a little bit today, but I will do my best and we might just cut this one short. And thank you for being here. But I want to talk about something very important today that I was really thinking about a lot. Last week, I got to go to the Nevada AEYC conference, and I was in the room with a lot of the EC leaders. We got to see a lot of our members, and just to be there with a lot of our people was awesome, and just learning and just being in the room. And it really got me thinking how much collaborations can help us with burnout. As we were talking, so many people are exhausted. That's the one thing I hear over and over and over again is we're exhausted. And when I ask people, just how's it going? That's just that's literally what I hear all the time. Oh, you know what it's like out there right now. And there's just this exhaustion. And then whenever I'm approached to do trainings for different organizations, I like to ask, what would you like me to train on? What is your biggest need right now? And again, it's the same thing I'm hearing. It's the same thing. Everybody is exhausted. Can you talk to them about the mental health, the burnout? And that is why I do spend so much time on mindset and so much time on the mental health piece. But this weekend, one of the things I noticed, or last week, and I've been thinking about it all weekend, is that when people come together in these groups, it revives us. It gives us a sense of energy. And I was really looking at the different modules that were offered and just all the different things going on. And I was asking myself, okay, is this like the new knowledge we're gaining that's helping us? Is it, what is it? And yes, of course, the new knowledge absolutely helps us getting things in our toolbox. Sometimes we just need refreshers. Like some of this we know, right? But we just forget. And it's those refreshers. But what I realized is the most powerful thing is being in a group with like-minded people who you can talk to, who you can connect with. And what I was watching, and definitely during like the break times and lunchtime and after, are those connections, the collaborations that are happening. They're just huge. It's huge. And that was really where I saw people light up. I saw the stress just melt away. People come in and, you know, just so frazzled and their shoulders are like this. And you can tell by body language, they're just kind of closing in on themselves. And even through the sessions, you're still a little tense because you're still in that work mind frame, right? But as you're collaborating and as you're just sitting with your colleagues, and even though you're still discussing work, it's different. It's very different. And it just gives you this sense of relief. And suddenly you just see people's shoulders go back. You see them sit back in their chair. you see just a totally different person. And it lasts, believe it or not. It really does. One of the things I teach and I talk about all the time is collaboration over competition, right? Collaboration over competition wins every time. It's actually a business technique. It's not something I came up with. It's a business technique that is just a tried and true technique. Companies, huge companies like McDonald's and Taco Bell, they collaborate. Did you ever notice how wherever you go, there's a McDonald's and a Taco Bell? Like there might be a McDonald's on this corner, a Taco Bell on this corner. One of the things that we were talking about when through the Nevada conference, when we were we arrived in Las Vegas on Thursday of last week, and we were noticing that there's a CVS and a Walgreens on every corner. Those type of things are done. They're actually planned by the companies, believe it or not. And it seems like, well, why would you put competition? But there's this coordination that happens. And it makes collaboration that, because a lot of big companies, and as you raise yourself up in business knowledge, you'll learn that collaboration is actually more profitable than competition. So getting out of this mindset of this is the enemy and embracing everybody around us is really the way to go. It really is. Look at the biggest companies in the world. They do it. They collaborate. They don't compete. And it's really just any time that you're putting your people first, you're going to do beautiful things, right? Think about it. For us, we are in childcare. And as childcare professionals, we owe it to the children to give them our best. Here in our hometown, Brandy and I actually work with all the center owners, and we invite them into Zooin. I give them all my information. We help them. We come alongside them to build them up. Why do I do that? Why am I willing to invite them into my center, the centers that are less than 2 miles, and say, here, this is how you do it. This is how you can make your center better. Because it's not about me. It's about the children. It's about the children. And it also does actually have some awesome side effects at the same time. When we're not competing against each other, we can take a step back out of our ego, right? And we can look at what is best for each child. The three centers that are within like a 5 mile radius of me, we collaborate, and I know what each one believes in, what they're about. For those of you who know me really well, I talk about our queen bee, right? Each of us have a different queen bee role. And if you don't know what the queen bee role is, it's actually a term that was coined by Mike Michalowicz. And he basically teaches that, like, if you think of a queen bee and the beehive, every single bee in a beehive is there to serve the queen. Their entire life revolves around that queen. So what Mike teaches is you have to figure out what is your center's number one superpower. What is your purpose? That's it. Why do you exist? And then you're going to pick your queen bee role as the one thing that is going to get you there, right? That's going to make your queen bee a reality. And so all of us have something different. We all believe in something different. Which means that not all of us are for every single family. And that's a tough pill to swallow sometimes, but it's true. We are not right for every family. I believe in guidance and I don't believe in discipline, right? I believe that there's a big difference between what my responsibility as a childcare center, what my place is, and what a parent's place is. And I think there has to be a very fine line. It is not my place to discipline another person's child like it is their parents, right? Now, you may have a totally different philosophy, and there is nothing wrong with that. You may believe that we need to be co-parents to a certain extent, right? And that it is our place. And that's okay if that's what you believe. And there's going to be parents out there who don't want a school to discipline their child, like me. I am that parent. It is my job to discipline my own children. You can guide my children and you can tell them what needs to be done. And you guys, when I say discipline, I don't mean like, I should really clarify. Children still need to be held accountable, right? They absolutely need to be held accountable. But I'm talking about like grounding them, different things like that. I'm talking more authoritative, more of that, you know. I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't think of it. Somebody in the comments, why don't you give me an example? That would be very helpful because those of you who have higher ECE education, you'll probably know exactly what I'm talking about. But making decisions for a child, things like that, for their, you know, just their life, basically, that is a parent's place. It is not my place, not my place. A couple weeks ago, I did an episode that we were talking about just what a family's beliefs are, right? And I was talking about just what's going on with the LGBTQ community and how do we deal with this? And I basically said, it's none of my business. It is none of my business what a family. So this is the same thing. When it comes to basically a parent's household, like how they choose to discipline, as long as it is not abuse or neglect, it's none of my business. And so that is my philosophy. It is a parent's choice how they're going to discipline. If a parent comes to us and asks us to do something within reason that we can do based on regulations, we will absolutely help that parent. We will do what they ask when it comes to guiding their child through different things. But I don't believe it's our place, right? Now, down the street, there might be a different childcare center that absolutely believes that, yes, we are going to discipline your kid. We are going to punish them. We are going to take things away from them. We are going to put them in timeout. We're going to do all those things. We're going to come. It really, what it is like that heavy handed. I'm trying to think of a way to say it kinder. Because for me, like philosophically, I know my words matter, like I said a couple of weeks ago. And, I'm sorry. I'm lacking the words I'm looking for right now. But so I don't want it to sound negative because there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a different philosophy than mine. But there are some centers who are going to discipline with a heavier hand, right? Some parents want that. That is not me. So if I know that this center over here does have a more authoritative stance than me, and this family really, really, really wants an authoritative stance, then I'm going to tell them to go there. They're just not right for me. Now, if there's a parent that really wants their child to have like more one-on-one care, that, you know, the group setting is just not for them, then I'm going to refer them to a home provider who may only have 6 children. It's different things like that. And that's why collaborations are important when you really, truly put the children first. But collaborations can really just be a place where you're around people who understand what you're going through. I often say and tell the story when I was at my worst as an owner and before I did all the work to learn how to be an owner and before I got to this place, when I was the owner director of my center and we were in a pretty rural area, my area has grown a ton, but I felt so alone. I felt so incredibly alone. And when I hired my first business coach, I realized there was a moment where I was going through a struggle and I had somebody to call and I knew what to do and I knew what I needed to get done. I just needed to talk to somebody. That was it. I needed to talk to somebody who could just say, Evelyn, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You're doing the right thing. You're making the right decision, you know, and just that was all. And when I finally had that business coach I remember for the first time getting the feeling, and I literally had the thought, oh my God, I'm not alone anymore. And I had been an owner for years. I'm trying to remember how many years before, probably 7 years before I had that experience. And before that experience, I realized I had felt like an island. I felt like I was literally just alone on an island. And I didn't have anybody that understood. You should never vent down to your employees, by the way, right? When you have these issues, you should never vent down. Always vent up. And sometimes there is no up. There is. When you're an owner director, there's no up. There's no one for you to vent to. For some of you directors out there, I know that some of our members are directors that don't have an up, that their owners aren't supporting them, and they don't have anyone to call and just say, hey, I really just need you to hear me right now. And it's funny because my director, I just got off a call with her, and that's all she needed. She didn't need me to solve a problem. She didn't need me to do anything. She just needed me to listen. That was it. She just needed me to listen. Because it gives us that sense that we're not alone. And we all need that. We all need that community. We all need to know that there's other people out there that actually really do understand. Because you may be feeling like nobody understands what I'm going through. Nobody experiences this like this. But that's part of the reason I created this mastermind. Because we do understand. There's other owners, other directors. We get together. And even though this is a company I created to help others, it helps me more than any of you know. Because I can get there and say, hey guys, guess what we're dealing with? And I even just hearing what they're saying, it's like, oh, we're not alone. There's so many of us out there. But we feel isolated sometimes. And we might feel alone. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be alone. If for nothing else, I would say the mastermind is worth that. Just the fact that you can align and know that you're not alone. With the magic I saw at this conference this weekend, I just realized this is it. We need connections. And what I'm also realizing is the Zoom connections are wonderful and I love them and we do them every single week for our people. But we also need in-person connection. We need to be in the room together, which is why we do the summit, which is why we do the Child Care Business Summit every year so we can get in the room, so we can be there and just talk to each other and get to know each other. I know last year at our summit, it really warms my heart because I saw friendships created. And I know these ladies, I watched them just kind of from behind the scenes, and they're still friends. I mean, these are women who I know 20 years from now are going to be friends because they came together and they bonded over this not only a struggle, but a common purpose. We give you the opportunity to be in the room with people who have that purpose, who are going for the same thing, who are put on this earth for the same reason, and we can get together and just lift each other up. And it is a beautiful thing to be able to be in the room with somebody who knows what you're going through, is on the same mission, and is there to lift you up. It is beautiful. So if you are new to me and you're planning on joining us tonight, for our workshop that's coming up. We do have a free workshop. If for anyone who didn't know, we have a free workshop. And this time we're doing something a little different. We're offering a VIP room. What our VIP room is it's going to give you a taste of this. It's going to give you an opportunity to experience what it's like to be in the room with others, to be able to speak, to have this voice, and to be able to just say, oh, look, this is what I'm going through. How can you help? Sometimes you don't even need to ask. You just need to be heard. All of us, we were created to be heard.
So if that's something you're interested, let us know in the chat. We can help you out, or you can, and Mandy, maybe in the chat, you can actually give them some contact info or some context to that. But we are offering our VIP session, where it's going to be just for an intimate group of people, just a few people. It's not going to be for these sessions. We air it live on Facebook and we're on Zoom, so we usually get over 100 people. But this session will be more of an intimate, just personalized, where you can have a voice. So make sure that you sign up for the VIP session. I so look forward to seeing you guys tonight. I hope many of you are on the call tonight. It is going to be a great session. And really my goal for this workshop is to really help ignite that passion again. That is another huge way that we're going to overcome this burnout. We're going to tap into our passion. Because so many of us, and I was there once, I was so tired and so burnt out at one point in my own career that I sat in the parking lot of my child care center and I cried and I asked God to release me. This is what God put me on this earth for. But there was a moment that I sat in my parking lot and I cried and I said, Lord, I don't want this to be my calling anymore. Please give me a different calling. And that day I asked him, if this is what I'm meant to do, renew me. Bring me a spirit, some sort of new spirit of renewal. And he did. And if you haven't heard that full story, it's pretty, told it a few different times. It's amazing. But within 5 minutes of praying, he showed me I was right where I belong. And so now I understand the power of your purpose. It's more than vision. This is why God put you on this planet. And when you know in your heart, when I say those words and you say, yes, she gets it, you're the one, you've got to be on this session, on this workshop, because I created it for you. Those of you who know that you might be tired, you might just have a dream, but you just don't know how to do it anymore. We're here to help. I hope this was helpful to somebody, and I know it'll touch the heart of the person who needs to hear it. So join us. We can't wait to see you later. And make sure you get your summit ticket. It is almost time for summit. You don't want to miss out. Being in the room with these extraordinary people, I'm telling you guys, it is life-changing. One of my clients, I wish Cynthia was on here because she could let you know. This weekend, I saw her last week, really. And she basically was telling everybody around me, it was really flattering for me how I changed her life. And it all started with Summit. She went to the Child Care Business Summit last year. And she went from owning a home center with 12 to now next month, she'll be opening her official child care center in an official building and out of the home and into a child care center. And she was telling everybody, every time we met somebody, she's like, this woman changed my life. Going to her Child Care Business Summit changed my life. I really should have gotten my phone out. I'm like, okay, Cynthia, I need to record you saying this. So make sure you guys come, because it is literally a life-changing event. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for joining Evelyn today. For more information, please visit childcarebusinessprofessionals.com.